Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. As you just heard in the introduction, I am Ann Baldwin and so happy to be with you on this Sunday morning. And today we have a little special guest host for this segment, Beth Connor. Beth Connor is with The Connection as well, and she oftentimes fills in because we've got some great events that we're going to talk about in this half hour. Right, Beth?
Yes, looking forward to it.
Yes, we're going to talk about a road race. We're going to talk about a golf tournament. We're going to talk about why we should all support these great events and how these events have really kind of changed the way they look a bit due to COVID-19. But it doesn't mean that the show can't go on, and the show must go on. So, Beth, I'm going to give you the show will go on, and especially with nonprofits and all the good work that nonprofits in our state, including The Connection, do. These events are really critical to keep services flowing, to keep funding going, and so we'll talk more about the importance of that. But I'm going to give you the pleasure, Beth, of introducing our guest today.
Well, thank you. So I am pleased to introduce Pam Minish. And Pam is with the CFA Society. CFA Society Hartford is the title sponsor of the CFA Society corporate 5K event and has been since 2015. We're so happy that they've partnered with us all these years, and welcome, Pam.
Thank you very much, Beth. We're pleased to be a part of this year's event. It's going to be an interesting little twist, given that we are dealing with the COVID-19 epidemic, but we are going to have this event, and we're very excited, actually, about some of the changes that are going to be coming and opening this up to, I think, a broader range of people to participate.
So, Pam, why don't you talk a little bit about that, because I know I have attended the CFA Society's 5K in the past, and from people coming out of the buildings in downtown Hartford in suits to going and changing into running gear, things are going to look like Superman coming out of the phone booth, right? Things are going to look a little bit differently this year.
That's correct. I mean, it has been a hallmark event downtown in Hartford to see this race run through Bushnell Park and through the streets with a big after party in the park afterwards. Obviously, with the situation with the pandemic right now, we're taking this event and moving it into a virtual mode so that we are still going to be having corporate teams compete against one another. We are still going to have the ability of people to record their times and to compete on age levels. But the event will be held in a very, it's going to be spread out over a number of days so that people can run or walk over any number of days. And we're actually adding something called a miles challenge to the event so that corporate teams can actually tally up the miles that their team has run or walked during the week, and they can compete on that level too. So there's an added twist to it that we think is really going to be actually a lot of fun to add to the event.
And Pam, I like this event and the way we're doing it because I'm not a runner, but as a walker, I can even space out my 5K over several days. So the days of the event are July 27th through July 31st. So you've got several days to compete, if you will. You don't have to do it all at one time, which for our novice runners or people that want to walk it or, take it in bits, it's a great way to get out, get some exercise. And it's done wherever you'd like to do it. So you don't have to come to Hartford to do it. You do it in the comfort of your own neighborhood or, wherever you like to run or walk.
I was just going to mention, a lot of us, I live in Hartford. I live in the West End of Hartford, and a lot of people walk with friends, or they get out and do jogging in the morning or evening with friends. And this is a way to actually enjoy being with your friends and participate in this event. There's no reason you can't do both in this case and actually encourage friends to participate as well and make it a community event, not just for your corporation, but for your neighborhood as well.
So we should also mention that if people want to track their time, and there is going to be a database, and that's all going to be kept. And if you go to JB, as in boy, sports.com, you can register. Again, as Beth mentioned, the race is July 27th to the 31st. So you got plenty of days to get your miles in. And one of the things that I love that I still have from the CFA Society 5K from a few years ago is a tech shirt. And the first 500 people to sign up, from what I understand, are going to get a tech shirt, Pam.
Correct. They're getting a tech shirt. Every participant will have a race bib. Everyone will be able to keep track of their miles and their time on their own. A lot of us have a Fitbit or can use a cell phone for that purpose. But this is a way for people to get out, run, participate in something that is in support of the connection, and also is a great way to support community building among the corporate community here in Greater Hartford. Even though we're not able to necessarily be in our workplaces, we can still participate with one another in this very good cause.
I should mention, too, that people anywhere can do this. So you don't have to be even located in the state of Connecticut. I gave my son, who lives in Pennsylvania, a call, and I said, hey, there's a virtual road race coming up, and you can participate, too. So, you don't have to be in the Hartford area this year to be able to participate. Anyone can register and participate and support a great cause. Entry fee is $30. And again, as we mentioned, the first 500 registrants get a tech T-shirt, and you're eligible for all kinds of awards and prizes.
That's right. And you're really encouraging corporate teams, right? Because you've got different categories like the Women's Open, the Men's Open, the Women's Masters 40+, Men's Masters 40+. So I see a little golf analogy there. So talk a little bit about that, Pam.
Well, I think, it goes beyond just corporations. This is really about community building as much as it is recognizing that we have corporations in town that have groups of people that like to participate in events like this. There are nonprofit organizations. There are other types of associations that can participate at a team level. But at the end of the day, it's really about groups of people being able to come together virtually to be able to participate in something that's of benefit to the Greater Hartford area and indeed the state of Connecticut. So it's not just corporations. Whatever group or affinity group you may have out there, we're happy to have you field a team and happy to have your support.
And Beth, why don't you talk a little bit about, I know that the CFA Society has been a great partner and supporter of the connection. Talk about the importance of these funds and some of the programs they go to support.
Well, funds from this race and all of our events support our wide network of services. So the Connection offers services across the state of Connecticut for some of our most neediest folks around us. We work with people that are homeless, people that have substance abuse and mental health needs. We reunite families. We help people coming out of incarceration to reenter society. We work with thousands of individuals every year, people who are looking for a second chance to regain their lives, and we're there to guide them along that path. These funds are critically needed at this point. Obviously, with COVID and just in general being a nonprofit, we benefit from these events. Our funding does not cover everything that we need to do to run this organization. So funds from these events are critical and crucial to us to continue to provide these services.
And Pam Minish, it's so great of you to be the title sponsor of this event that benefits the Connection. Again, we want to give people the information. Go online. It's fun. You can be an individual. You can be a family. You can be part of a corporation. Really, it's just a great opportunity for everybody and goes to a great cause. And the website, again, to register is jbsportsbysports.com, and the event again is July 27th through the 31st. Pam Minish, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, and we hope you have a very successful event.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Pam.
And so let's keep the energy going and the good news and events flowing as well. The Connection is happy to announce they're going to be having their third annual Community Links Golf Tournament. And Beth, third annual, and you had to move it around a little bit. So why don't you introduce?
You did.
And, you know, just things are different, but I'm just so happy that it's going on. Golf is, especially for events like this, I love it. So tell us a little bit more about it, and maybe you can bring on our next guest.
This year, the Community Links Golf Tournament is happening, and we've changed the venue. But even though people are social distancing, we can still have a wonderful event. Looking forward to August 17th at Great River Golf Club in Milford, Connecticut. This is a gorgeous venue, and we're so excited to be here this year. So we are planning away for a wonderful event. Joining us this morning is Jeff Valleca, who works at The Connection as our Director of Assessment for Supportive Housing for Families. And Jeff is also a committee member and a big golfer. So welcome, Jeff.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, Jeff, talk a little bit about what we have to look forward. You know, Beth mentioned it's going to be at the Great River Golf Club in Milford. I've heard a lot about it. It's one of, what they say, U.S. Golf America's top 100 courses. So as a golfer, what does that mean?
Yes, so I've played there just personally over the years a couple times. A very difficult course, but it's gorgeous. So, I mean, you go to this place and it's almost like a professional course. You know, it's on par with professional courses across the country. As you stated, it's one of the top courses in Connecticut. You know, beautiful layout, beautiful landscape, some difficult holes, but some fun holes. So it's just going to be an overall really top-notch, upscale event, and it should bring out some great golfers.
And, you know, these things can fill up. I mean, August 17th may seem like it's a long ways away. It's on a Monday. So you could take yourself and enjoy a nice long weekend and participate, because you're going to have, you know, registration will include green fees. You get a cart, entrance to the closest pin, and you're going to have some long drive contests, some food, some cocktails, silent auction, which I'm working on getting some good silent auction items right now. So if you're interested, you really should get your name in there, maybe put a team together. And the place to do that is if you go to theconnectioninc.org, theconnectioninc.org. It's right there, Beth, on your front page.
Yes, it's in one of our sliding bars at the top of the page. And you can actually go and register directly on, if you click the links, you can register right on the website. So whether you're a golfer or if you'd like to support us as a sponsor, all of that information is right there. First time we're using this particular service, and it's actually been great for us because all the information is there and handy. We also have contact information so that if you do have any questions, please call Allison de Blasio, and her contact information is listed there as well.
Right. So, Jeff, I've been on golf tournament committees before, and it's no easy task. This is logistically, this is a lot of work. So what do we have to look forward to, and what's going to be the culmination of all the hard work of yourself and the rest of the committee?
Yes, absolutely. Well, to bring an upscale golfer experience along with, you know, people that just want to come and enjoy the experience overall. So, I mean, we're focusing on those two areas. And building upon the past years, I did play in last year's tournament. It was in Fairfield, Connecticut, and it was really well done. So, I mean, we're going to be stepping up from that. And each year we're going to continue to grow and really bring just a top-notch experience, along with providing information about, you know, what we do, the services we provide, especially in this area, but across the state. So, I mean, we're a statewide company, and we want to continue to, you know, showcase that, you know, especially down in this area, and can continue to grow that. And we have, like you said, we have tons of contests and games, and hopefully we'll have some tastings and just, you know, a lot of energy, especially during a time period right now where there's so much uncertainty and unknown. And coming from a service provider standpoint, we're used to that. That's what we do with our clients every day. We help them manage through those areas of their life. So, you know, this is, to be able to come out and support a nonprofit that, you know, is used to providing those services, you know, is huge, especially for our clients during this time.
That's great, Jeff. And I want to mention, too, that we are taking all precautions, as is the golf course, for this event. So social distancing rules, the carts are being cleaned. The golf course is open for service right now, and has protocols that they're following in terms of cleaning and such. We did just hear that we're able to have a dinner socially distanced. They have an outdoor patio area partially covered, and we're able to put tables out, enjoy the beautiful weather, enjoy the beautiful views at the golf course, and enjoy a dinner. So we were a little iffy at the beginning of this planning how things were going to shake out, but it's looking like we're going to be able to have a full event, full of wonderful golf, dinner, and an auction, which has some wonderful prizes coming forward.
Right. And again, we want to mention that, you know, a lot of people, Beth, I've been hearing a lot of their events that they had planned to sponsor and things have been canceled or changed. So there might be somebody out there listening to the show going, oh, this sounds like a great event. Let me sponsor that. Or, you know, let me play. Is it going to be best ball, Jeff?
Yeah, so it's a scramble, I believe. Mm-hmm. Similar to, yes, to the best ball, and taking the best shot from each of, you know, the foursome shot throughout. So we're hoping to post some low scores if we have the right team, hopefully. But, you know, overall, it will be just a fun experience and, you know, supporting a great cause.
The event will include breakfast, lunch at the turn, cocktails, dinner, and the silent auction. So there's a lot of value for your entry fee. We are only charging $225 per golfer. Foursomes, of course, are available and are encouraged. And we're looking forward to filling the field.
And it's going to happen fast because Great River Golf Club in Milford is, from what I understand, just amazing. So don't miss out. Don't have those regrets going, shoot, I should have signed up sooner. And again, you can go to theconnectioninc.org. That's theconnectioninc.org. You can go on their website, sign up right there, and make sure that you play in a great event. Maybe we'll even get to play together. Who knows? Well, Jeff Maleka, I want to thank you so much from The Connection. Thank you for being on this committee, and I'll look forward to seeing you on August 17th.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
All right, Beth, what about you? You going to golf?
You know, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to be a volunteer helping with the event, and not a golfer, but I will definitely be there, and we're really looking forward to it.
It's always a good time, and I'm sure you're going to have perfect weather, and we're so looking forward to that as well. So again, the website is theconnectioninc.org. Well, this has been fun, talking about two fun events that are coming up, and hopefully people are interested and will participate and support The Connection and all the great programs that you all have to offer.
We have a lot coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And we want to thank all of you for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once, wanted another path.